Welcome to the J.J. Nickning Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. J.J. Nickning Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Principal of Hillcrest Academy, Dwight Gingrich. Dwight, welcome to the program.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome, sir. You have some exciting news that you would like to share with us. Hillcrest Academy is going to have a middle school soon. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, you know, it's a process that's begun many years ago. Over 30 years ago, there was talk of adding, you know, a junior high. Now we refer to it as middle school grades. Over through the years, I think it just felt like the time was never maybe quite right. But we're at a point now where it was picked up again by our board, and, you know, surveys have been done. And even a couple of years ago, as COVID was kind of raging, we kind of paused it. And even since then, you know, the inquiries keep coming. And so as a way to respond to the expressed need in the larger community, we want to make this available. So our board has been very hard at work with this. There's a lot of enthusiasm for this within our board, and that's been fun to see this develop.
Well, it sure sounds like it. And obviously, you said there is a need.
You know, we've received inquiries from people, whether it's in Iowa City, Washington area, Cologne area. It's not just from one pocket. So we have a shuttle to Iowa City. We have a shuttle to Washington. We currently draw from that range and, you know, west into Williamsburg and east. And so we're sort of in an interesting spot with access to a number of neighboring districts. And so it's really just more of that, I guess, you know, where you have interest, you want to try to meet that need, and that's really what we're trying to do.
Dwight, I know in your position as principal and head of school of Hillcrest Academy, you are steering the ship, but I imagine there are a lot of other people that are helping move things along with this process.
Absolutely, yeah. We're really blessed to have board members that are passionate and very enthusiastic and just really good people, thoughtful, as they're working through all of this. And we have three members of our board that are on this middle school committee. Those people include Allison Brenneman Gertz. She's an alumnus of what was IMS, now Hillcrest. We have Joel Beachy, also an alumnus. He is in his third year on the board, Allison in her first year. You have Sarah Yoder, a third one on the board. Her husband, Greg, was a graduate of the school. She herself was not, but works with curriculum in the Iowa City District. Their children have been attending Hillcrest. And so you have three people there that are all educators or have been educators. They are passionate. They bring a lot of knowledge and experience and enthusiasm to all of this. And for me, my role, it's just good for me to sort of, I'm happy to chip in and be kind of a glue person in all this, but it's fun to see the direction really kind of come from the board on this and from these individuals. Then we have Lori Miller, who's part of our staff here at Hillcrest, serving as a kind of coordinator. We have a lot of people who have expressed interest in serving in volunteer roles on subcommittees, and she's helping coordinate that. She's also been one that she's been employed now. This is her second or third year here at Hillcrest, graduate of the school, very passionate about Hillcrest. And so we've got just a really good group of people kind of steering this operation. Our board is very supportive of this effort. And as I mentioned earlier, this has been something that's kind of been talked about over time for many years. And I think we're at a point now where the people that are in place, along with the inquiries receiving, just kind of combined to make this the time that we really want to not just explore, but plan for what's next. And the plan right now is to go with sixth grade next year and then add seventh grade the year after that and then eighth grade the year following that. So maybe that last part will change a little bit. Who knows? A little bit throughout, but that's kind of where we're going at this point. And we're excited to kind of see how this all comes together and welcome folks, questions, and ideas along the way. There are people in the larger community that would like to be a part of this. We welcome their input as well.
Well, it sure sounds like next year, 2023, and then the next couple years after that are going to really show a much busier campus at Hillcrest Academy.
Yeah, I mean, we feel like we've got the space here to kind of launch into all this. And there was a time when we had more students here than we have currently, and it worked well. There's really no reason from a space standpoint that we can't make it. But we do realize that as we add grades 7 and 8, it will mean some more trying to figure out a lot of things. So we've got several subcommittees, including logistics committee, communications committee, curriculum committee, you know, that will be looking at all of these things and trying to figure out, you know, how we can make this all work. And so the thought was going with sixth grade in year one would give us more time to figure things out in years two and three for the additional grades. Grade six would be more in the room, one teacher, others that are currently on staff helping with specials, exploratories, things like that. Those people on those committees will help us figure all this out.
Dwight, was there anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
You know, I was just thinking, John, that, you know, maybe one more thing I could just mention is the why. Like, people maybe wondering, why would we do this? And I think ultimately, and we're still working on finalizing a sort of statement of purpose that we're working at to be inclusive of really the essence of why we're doing this. But ultimately, it's really to that we're seeking to share the love of Jesus in a collaborative, joyful learning environment where all students are known and loved. You know, and there's going to be a little bit more than that for our statement, but it really is about that. And that's ultimately how we want to meet the needs of those who are looking for something to do with Christian education, and we want to do that really well. I just want to throw that in. And then the other thing is just that our staff, I just feel so good about our staff, and things have just been going well, and excited about extending that down, you know, to younger age students. And so looking forward to all of that. So, appreciate you giving me a chance to maybe just add that yet.
That was principal of Hillcrest Academy, Dwight Gingrich, joining us on today's J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News.